It's Brian Mazurowski. It's Joe Beamer. We're excited. It's Friday, and a great day to everybody. You know, hopefully your drive into work went better than your drive home yesterday, which I think, like, caught some people off guard. And I say this every year. Some people probably listen to me, and they're like, Brian, like, you sound like an idiot. What do you – I mean, you know, that's every day. But every year I make mention of, even though – I've lived in Western New York my entire life. You know, we've dealt with the snow our entire life. You know how to deal with the snow. But every year, I think there is a little bit of, until you kind of settle into getting the snow, we forget, you know, when they say, like, oh, an inch, you know, 1 to 3 inches, we forget what that is.
Yeah.
You know, right? Like, in the south towns, you get the foot, you get the lake effect, and you're thinking, like, all right, I don't have to, you know, a foot of snow, that's a lot of snow to get. You know, 1 to 3 inches, like, 1 to 3 inches in dusting, I think to some people, mean the exact same thing. But then yesterday happens in the commute, and I was like, oh, yeah. Because it was really, we've gotten snow in the north towns before this year, but it fell overnight. Like, a couple times that we did get snow. And right. Really, other than that, it has kind of been a dusting. It was only the second time all year I took out the snowblower. And the first time, I didn't really even need to. I mean, I was just kind of doing it to make sure it ran. But, like, that yesterday, I was driving around being like, oh, this is the first real snow we're getting when people are out and about. And, oh, yeah, this is what 1 to 3 looks like.
Yes, because I was going to say the last few times have been overnight. Because I remember a very tough drive down Roll Road one morning because, like you said, it had just fallen. I mean, it had just started. But it did seem like, and I don't want to call anyone out, but it just seemed like, you know, the snow fell and I didn't see anything moving that snow for a few hours out there. But it's amazing, you know, I was in and out of certain... you know, neighborhoods, doing a few deliveries before I got home yesterday, Brian, and the amount of people that I saw hit those brakes too late. And luckily, I was going slow, which I know is rare, and just slide right through a stop sign. I saw it probably 3 times yesterday alone.
I saw 3 cars off the side of the road in a ditch off the 290. One of the cars that I saw, I drove past twice. I took the exact same route twice. Once around 3 o'clock, and the car was in there, and then once around 7 o'clock, and the tow truck was just there to pull the car out.
Oh, jeez.
You know, same exact car. So I was feeling for that person. But a lot of people trying to figure out how to deal with the snow again, because, like I said, like that driving, you probably haven't had to do in over a year.
That's true. That's true. And I do have to say to my my mechanics, thank you for convincing me to get the new tires when I took my car in. Remember when I neglected my oil and I had to get it towed, and they said, yeah, it's because the oil went. And they said, you really need new tires. No, you need new tires. Thank you. Because yesterday was a lot easier.
that'll happen. It's funny you mentioned the plows. Like, I was thinking that yesterday. I don't know if something different is going on this year. But anyways, by me, I think it was like for 4 hours, no plow, and then 4 plow passes in 1 hour.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Sounds about right.
It was right after. Like, once it was clear, it was clear.
Yeah.
But before that, maybe not so much.
Yeah. No, I noticed that we had one go down our street, like, right before I went to bed when I was walking the dog, and then this morning I saw pavement as I was walking the dog around. I do have to say the snow is a reminder that, you know, I could be a better husband, Brian. So last night, I took a haul of trash out, and on the way back, I go, oh, you know, the plows come, I could shovel a walkway for me to walk the dog in the morning. But I didn't shovel around my wife's car or brush my wife's car off. And this morning she goes, you know, next time when you're shoveling, you could at least brush the car off. You know, because I have to take our son to daycare. I was like, oh, yeah, that didn't even cross my mind. Yeah. I didn't even think about it. I was like, I'm going to need a path in the morning for the dog. And that's what I took care of.
Now you know.
Yeah, so next time, I'll brush the car off.
I mentioned to you yesterday about the Bills game, something I'm thinking of. And I've heard this over and over again because, and, you know, we were talking with Andy and Aaron this morning and... You know, seemed to maybe not quite as cold, but like yesterday around this time, people were starting to like really like, you know, hammer home. It's going to be freezing on Sunday. Maybe not quite as cold as it was that New England game, But I was thinking that New England game, I hear all the time from people, like, best game.
Yeah. Right?
Like, the favorite game I ever went to.
A lot of fun. Really fun atmosphere.
And, you know, despite the cold, or I even hear people saying because it was so cold. Greatest game I ever went to.
See, for me, it was all about the experience. It was the first home playoff game I had been to since the 90s. And really, for most people, it was the first home playoff game with a full stadium. It was the first home playoff game with a full stadium since the mid-90s.
Biggest playoff win for the Bills at home since the 90s.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, beating New England and in a full stadium.
But it is funny because when you bring up that game, everyone goes to cold first. And, I mean, that's what it will be remembered for. It was such a cold game. But that game, Brian, is a lesson of if you prepare correctly, you bundle right, you'll be fine.
You know, I bring it up because people say that all the time when now referencing that and talking about cold weather games. Would you be saying the same thing? You know, if the Bills, because people say like, oh, cold weather's no problem. I went to the New England game. We had a great time. But if the Bills lost that game,
yes,
would anybody be saying that?
You're right. I mean, because that would have been the number one focus. You know, I don't know why this popped into my head because we've all been to a ton of cold games. We live in Buffalo. But there is a difference because I remember going to a buddy of mine. Their brother was playing their last high school football game. And, you know, so we're talking what? October, November? And it was freezing. Mm-hmm. And I always go back to remembering how miserably cold I was. But, Brian, it couldn't have been anywhere close to that New England game, but it's because I had no interest in the game, right? Yeah. And like, after the first quarter, I'm like, why am I still standing here?
Yeah, you're not thinking about the game at all.
No, I'm freezing.
Just like, what am I doing here?
Yes. Why no offense to my buddy, if he's listening, but it's like, okay, this is kind of...
And you said you went to the ice rink in flip-flops. You were probably wearing them there, too.
No. Ice rink was indoors.
God, that makes it better.
It was indoors. You can walk, you know, you could stand right in the doorway there and get the heat from the lobby.
Well, I guess it's my question that I'm wondering about because obviously, judging from where the ticket prices are, which I was looking early this morning, I should have it up in front of me, but earlier this morning after fees, you know, $200 about get-in price, which is, you know, that throughout the season, that's pretty much what it was. Like, it's not any more money than what people were paying to go to Bills games in the regular season. And this is the biggest I just watched a CBS hype video that they put out.
Yes.
Of, you know, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I mean, this is the matchup of the year in the NFL. The two best players this year going head-to-head, two of the best teams in a win or go home, literally, matchup. It's the biggest game you could really have.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if everything goes the Bills' way and they're home again next week, you know, that would be the biggest game you could have at the stadium. But, you know, pretty much this is it. Biggest game that'll be at the stadium. And still, you know, ticket prices are not necessarily reflecting that. And I think the cold has a lot to do with it. So, you know, obviously there are a lot of people saying, it's too cold for me. I don't want to be standing in there. I want to hear from people. Is that you? And what's your breaking point? Like, what is the number that you're looking at and saying, no thanks?
Do you think we're going to see the effect we saw? Because remember, 24 hours before that Patriots game, we had tickets under $50. Now, I know that was wild card, but when they started talking about how cold, 24 hours to go, I mean, I remember that was one of the seasons I didn't have seasons, and we got in for less than 50 a ticket.
I think you'll see them go, I don't know, less than 50 is low,
right?
But, I mean, you will see them go. That's just what happens. The closer you get, people who are not going to the game are,
Tickets probably won't get...
Not going to eat them.
Take it up that quickly.
You're trying to sell them for something. What's the breaking point for it? Like, what do you look at outside, whether it's the cold, the wind, the snow, or something else? If you have tickets to a game, what do you look at and say, you know, I'm not going to do it? Where is your breaking point? You can let us know this morning.
In my experiences, now again, you have to properly bundle for cold games. In my experiences, there is nothing more miserable, Brian, than like a low 40s rainfall. That is more miserable than freezing cold. That's more miserable than a snowstorm. Low 40s in rain, like the Jets game a couple years ago, the Jets home game a couple years ago, where it rained and it wasn't warm. It was a cold rain and it poured most, if not all, the game. That's more miserable than any cold weather, wind chill warning game I've ever attended.
I agree with you. Just being wet.
Yeah.
Is miserable.
It's awful.
And like when you're damp and cold.
And I don't care if you have like a water resistant
jacket. You're always
wet. Yeah.
Why? You're always wet. It, like you put a poncho on, and if you're not wet from the rain, you're wet from the sweat. And then eventually you're wet from the rain too.
Yes. Of course.
Like it always goes through.
Yep.
Why? Thought it was waterproof.
Rain will get you.
Well, like, come on.
I know. But there is nothing. Like, I think back there was a, But it does have to be that colder rain, because there was a game years ago, like 2016, 2017, Vatek-Duke, September night game, poured the entire game. I don't have as many memories of that being as miserable as that Jets game when it was in the low 40s and just raining the entire game. And the Bills won, but that rain, oh, that's all I think about from that game.
It's obviously going to depend on the game too, right?
Yes.
Like if it's miserable weather and it was, you know, that New England game, that was a cold day, that New England game, I could see a lot of people saying, you know, no, it didn't really mean anything, whatever. You know, playoffs, maybe your threshold's a little bit higher, would make sense.
Yes.
But like I think a lot of people have a breaking point where you're just not going to sit out there and be cold. And there is like the aspect of watching a game from home is awesome. Like, it's just never been better than it is right now. Crystal clear HD. Like, it sounds awesome. It looks awesome. You got that yellow line that tells you where the first down marker is. Like that is everything.
Yeah, I love my seats, but the depth perception, I am usually a yard or two wrong.
Well, yeah, if you're not looking at it straight on, any angle, it's so hard for me to see.
You would think after all these years I'd get it right.
No, it's hard. It's difficult to do.
It is.
Like, unless you're at midfield, it's tough to see, you know, is that, did he get 3 or 10? You know, like, and you run into.
It was last week. I go, oh, okay, that's going to be 3rd and 5. I looked at my dad, and it was 3rd and 9.
Yeah.
I go, oh, you only got a yard. Never mind.
Looks a little, you know, they start running side to side. It gets a little different. You don't run into that problem on TV. You're warm. The bathroom's right there.
Yep.
The food's a little bit cheaper, and it's plentiful.
A little bit.
A lot
you
of it, maybe.
You can buy a 12-pack of beer for what will cost one in the stadium.
Yeah. You're staying nice and warm.
Yep.
I heard somebody say this week, and I agree with it, they were talking about hockey and saying that a hockey game still, with like everything that I was just talking about with TV, a hockey game's better experienced in the stands, and they followed it up with, and a football game's better on the couch. And I was like, you know what? I don't know if I love going to games. I love the event. I love the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But in terms of actually watching the game, I mean, I see way more of it when you're watching
at
home.
That's true. I'm still at a point that any live sporting event I prefer over, even so this year I didn't go to the Jets game. I sold the Jets game, and watching it on the couch was, I just, even that game, I was like, I wish I was there. See Tyrod. Like, just the dumbest, and I know it sounds stupid, but like that's how I am. Now I will say, as much as I love baseball and I watch baseball on TV, there's nothing better than a baseball game in person. Like, TV doesn't even match a baseball game in person.
Well, that's because if I go to a baseball game, I don't care about the game.
Oh, yeah.
And then on TV, you're watching a baseball. It amazes me that they even put baseball on TV.
I watch like 130 games a year.
Yeah.
And that's not an exaggeration.
I know. That's something. That is wild. Like, I get radio. Radio's nice, you know, to carry around. You could be doing something and listen to a game on the radio. That's cool. But a baseball game on TV is literally, you just take all the good parts about baseball and take them away, and you're just left with the game. Like, when I go to a baseball game, I like being outside.
Mm-hmm.
I like the beer. I like the peanuts. I like the atmosphere.
Well,
I like talking to somebody.
You can sell the beer and peanuts.
No, not the same. Not the same thing, eating that on your couch. And I don't I rarely ever care about who wins and who loses. And then on TV, it's like, oh, they're just really dialed into this game. I got nothing else. And none of that other stuff. Like, what's the point here? The football thing is, it's just, you see everything. But it's funny, I always used to think of the drive home and listening to the post-game shows. You know, going home from the game. And there would always be one caller who'd call in and say, you know, well, I was at the game. So, you know, as if, like, that gave them extra authority. Like, they really knew what happened. And people used to say that all the time. I don't think you hear that much anymore.
It's not true.
Now it's, I was at the game is like code for, I really don't know what happened.
I wish I could pull an example out, but I think it's even happened this year where you've told me something about something they showed on TV and I was completely oblivious to it happening. Like, that seems to happen quite common.
Well,
something in the play or even away from the play where the camera caught it and you did.
Of course, like even a replay that you're seeing in the stadium is, you know, if you catch it when it's shown on the screen, like it might not be the same angle. Like, on, you know, on TV, they're making doodles. They're telling you about what's going on the sideline.
There'll be a lot of doodles this week.
You know who's in, you know who's out. You got all this stuff. You got people telling me about blocking techniques. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, that's, I don't know if I care, but that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, thanks for sharing the info. Like, it's just everything about it is great. And that's got to play into, you know, when you're looking at the temperature and what are we looking at? Wind chills, certainly in the single digits.
Single digits, 15 degrees at kickoff with the wind chill under 8. And by the fourth quarter, the real feel will be under 0.
So you look at that and you think, you know what? Big game. As much as you want to be there, like the big game, if you want to dial in, I know just as many people who maybe almost the same amount of people who need to be there at the stadium versus people who will watch that game by themselves with the TV like dialed in.
And hey, like I realize, I mean, I will admit the game's on TV. You see more. It's crystal clear, like Brian said. If I have to go to the bathroom, I don't have to wait till the media timeout. But I don't know what it is. It's just something mentally, Brian. I cannot get away from this FOMO when I'm not there. And it's. And I tried. And I was like, I can't. I got to be back in. I got to be in.
I love the text that came in. Somebody chiming in. 803-0930. If you want to give us a call or text this morning. Somebody said, my nephew has season tickets. I stay home, watch the game, and update him with all the information that's only available on TV so he knows what's going on. I like that. You got a perfect setup right there, right? It's absolutely. What is your breaking point, and what is the best? You know, I was geared up yesterday when I was out, you know, blowing the snow around and clearing out the driveway. What is your, like, cold weather gear? You're going out, whether it's this Bills game or, you know, you're a snowmobiler or anything like that. When you go out in the single digits or that wind chill's below 0, how do you stay warm? Like, what's the best stuff you have, your cold weather gear? Fill us in on your setup. You might be helping somebody out this weekend. We'll come back here. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. 803-0930 to join us this morning. 803-0930. We're talking about cold weather, the Bills game. You know, what's your breaking point when you look at that temperature ahead of the game? Is there a point, or maybe it's the weather, maybe it's snow or wind or rain or something else that you look at and you just say, I'm out. I'm not going to do it. What is that? And how do you stay warm? Like, what's your best tip? People might need it this weekend when you're out in the cold, whether it's a game or snowmobiling, whatever else you're doing outside. What's the best thing to get to keep yourself warm? 803-0930. Let us know this morning.
Warm pants, like leggings, like have layers on your legs. And don't over-bundle on top to where it's going to be difficult to keep everything covered up.
I'm just going to clip that.
Warm pants?
Yes. Just have that ready to go.
And also make sure everything is covered. You know, make sure your sleeves go into your gloves. I know it sounds like common sense, but there are a lot of people that go, why is my wrist so cold? Or, you know, why is this numb now? Just make sure everything's covered up.
I mean, once it goes down to a certain, like, maybe that's smart to do. I do that sometimes.
You got to tuck.
Snow blowing when there's a lot of snow. Because then, like, it'll all blow through all the stuff. Then I'll, like, tuck the gloves into the coat, you know, make sure I put them on first or something like that. But if it's just cold...
Yeah. You're going to be out there for a long time.
So yeah.
Make sure skin is covered. Also, don't put the final layer on until you're at your tailgate spot. Because you don't want to overheat in the car as you're driving to the stadium.
Yeah, that's like, it's... That is the one thing I remember doing a lot. It's a gradual layering up.
Yes.
You layer up throughout the tailgate, and then you layer back down once you reach the car a little bit later on.
You don't want to overheat because, and we it was in the wrap this morning, you don't want to cause any sweat to be building up. It's just going to make you colder.
On the text board, a couple of people with their tips, the best thing they have to keep them warm. What is it? 803-0930. Someone saying, I was an avid snowmobiler back in the 90s. The best gloves I ever used were military surplus mittens with a trigger finger. Green ones had a one-piece mitten made by a snowmobile company. Their hands were actually hot when I was snowmobiling and used the Army issue glove as a liner with the big mitten over it. Are you a, have you done mittens or gloves? Because I had a pair of mittens that I thought, like, for a while, I was like, I think this actually keeps my hand a little bit warmer. But I don't think they were that well.
What's a mitten? With no fingers? That's a mitten?
Yeah. You don't know what a mitten
They're
is?
They're all gloves to me.
You don't know what a mitten is?
Well, I know what a mitten is. I didn't know what specifies a mitten and a glove. I need to have
So you don't know what a mitten is?
I need to have my fingers.
I can't believe I was just asked, what's a mitten?
I just want to make sure, like, you're talking about something that doesn't have fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No, thanks.
The mitten. A mitten has no fingers in the thumb.
How am I supposed to hold the beer?
A glove has fingers. In your hand? Like, it's not... like it's not a concrete block.
Yeah, no. I can't... That's $18. I can't drop $18.
You're not going. You hold on to it.
No. I go to the games in the same gloves that I run in, but I have a thinner pair of gloves that go under that for cold games like on Sunday.
Yeah. I've had bad luck with gloves.
You mean just not getting ones that keep you warm?
There's always an issue with, like, I don't know what it is. Or maybe it's too warm. Like, maybe my hands are sweating and they... But even, like, the ones that are waterproof, you know, I'll be out there, you know, for a while. And they'll be damp.
Yeah.
Like, inside, too. And I look at it, like, what the heck's up with this? I thought this was, like, waterproof. Which, I guess, nothing's waterproof.
Nothing is technically waterproof. Like... Oh, my boots are waterproof. Yeah, but if you're an idiot and you walk through snow that's going to go over the boot and dip down in, you no longer have waterproof boots.
Yeah. I have bad luck with gloves. I think I get good gloves and then they end up just not working out too well.
I plan on being as bundled up Sunday as I was when I walked out of my car to go shovel it out of the snow when I got stuck in Pennsylvania. That is my outfit on Sunday.
Someone said mittens are definitely warmer. I mean, I believe that. I do remember liking. I had a pair of mittens with the had like the little zipper pouch to throw a hand warmer in, and I feel like it warmed up better. They just weren't like that great of a quality, and maybe that was the thing. So I've got gloves that have the same thing now, but
for me, I'm not saying I've never had glove issues, but I tend to know. I have like three pair that I'll bring to the stadium with me, and I'll have the right combination by the time I walk in. And hand warmers for a game like this, hand warmers, boot warmers. Oh, here's another thing, Brian. Make sure the boots are absolutely dry. I know, again, that sounds crazy. Make sure they're absolutely dry. Saturday, put those inside, put them in a warm room, put them by the dryer, but put them somewhere where they are dry. You don't want to start the day with a wet boot.
Here's the thing, and I'll say this, and I would not have said this before I got good boots. I think if you need boot warmers, you have the wrong boots.
I guess I wouldn't know because I just put them in anyway. But I've never had an issue with the boots I have on.
The best thing I ever got for the cold weather, because I never had, you know, good, you know, really like rugged winter boots. I mean, I've had like some boots that you see a lot, like the, you know, they're tan on the outside, you know, like work boots and stuff like that that a lot of people wear. Some are waterproof, some weren't. You know, I've had those boots before. I got they're Baffin. It's like some it's a Canadian company.
Nice.
They make boots. They make boots and gloves.
Canadians know boots.
It comes with it shows you like a piece of the foam. The foam is like as thick as my head.
Nice.
It's just ridiculous. And I wear those. They're big. Like they're big boots.
Yeah.
I look like Neil Armstrong. Like they're,
yeah, but you're not going. You're not getting in the snow. That's going to go over your boots.
No, they go right up high. Yep. They're like big, thick boots. So like, there might be a little used to walking around in. The best purchase I ever made for the snow. I could put a bare foot in there. I never layer up with socks. Wear a thin sock in it. You put your foot in there. You're warm for the rest of the day. And you got to be careful because you might sweat in them too. They're that warm. Like that's how warm they keep your foot. That's the best thing.
Yeah, you got to have a good boot. I mean, you go in with some cheap or some boot that's a size too big or doesn't tie properly. Like, I was the worst at this. But, you know, I would have boots that I would try to get every last thing out of. And I didn't have new laces in. And you got to have them tied tight. I say you have two pairs of socks on. And if you want to, go with the boot warmer. I've had positive experience with the boot warmer. I don't do it every game. For me, upper body, this doesn't go for everybody, but if my upper body is warm, I'm okay. Like, I got to make sure that my upper body, I've never had an issue with the lower body not being warm enough. It's upper body. If something's not properly bundled, I'm miserable.
That to me, like, that is my big thing ever since I got boots, and I said, this is the greatest thing ever. I mean, I've spent hours in the snow completely. That is the one thing that is completely waterproof. The boots,
yeah.
That I have. You need nothing else. You throw them on, and they are, like, they set you up for success because your feet will never be freezing. And it's just, like, the perfect thing to have on. And then the rest, you know, just layer up and throw some sweatshirts on.
Layer up.
A windproof jacket. That's the thing. Like something that the wind won't go right through.
Yeah.
As long as you have that on over a couple of sweatshirts, then you're good.
A nice warm hat.
The boot to me is the one anytime I, you know, somebody says, hey, what should I get? You know, what should I wear? The boots. Get good.
A nice warm hat that covers your ears, and then I like to put my hood over the hat when I go into the stadium.
Hide from the security cameras?
No, I just like to be double. I like to be protected from the cold, and as you said, the wind.
Yeah. The hat, like, I can't do that too much on that because my head heats up. And if you have a good winter hat, and there are levels to, you know, how many layers are in some of these beanies that you put on. If you wear a good one, the Bills one that I have is just, it's almost too hot.
Yeah.
Like you gotta take it off. If I wear it outside, you know, shoveling or anything like that, I'm taking that off at some point.
You're heating yourself up.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you'll be heating yourself up standing out there at the game on Sunday.
No, I have at times like the Broncos game. The hat came off and it went into my little pouch in my Bills jacket. But yeah, I mean, proper layers. Like I said, for me on the bottom, I gotta have the real leggings, not the things I used to wear that I called leggings, Brian. Real leggings. I like a pair of either sweatpants, long john something on top of that, and then the snow pants. And then there's always a third possible layer in the car that will go under the snow pants if I deem necessary during the tailgate.
You have like fleece pants though, not long johns.
I'm sorry, you're right. What I call long, I've always called them long johns, but you're right, fleece pants.
Because long johns are underwear.
I'm sorry, to the copyright long john people.
Well, I just
fleece pants.
I just don't want people picturing you in long johns. I'm trying to save the listener.
You'd rather them picture me in tight Under Armour leggings?
Those are long. I think you can still call those long johns.
But they're not like, I mean, those, they're literally just a layer.
Yeah, but that's the idea.
Okay,
it's the long john. You wear them that.
So I have my.
I always liked wearing them.
Long johns.
I always liked wearing those.
Now here's a question. Here's a question that will lose half the audience. Do you wear the long johns as underwear, or do you still have a pair of underwear on to begin everything?
I always double up, but yeah, so the idea is you don't have to, right?
That's the idea.
You can wear them as underwear.
I've never felt comfortable. I always have to have the underwear on as well.
Yeah,
even when I run. Like, even though it would be nicer to have one less layer there, I put underwear on.
I do too.
Yeah, okay,
good. I don't think you need to, but...
You don't have to.
Hey, they say layer up.
Yeah. And then, like I said, I will have a third, like a pair of sweatpants that can go under the fleece pants if I need that third layer. And as you know, I tailgate in a place that you can go inside and use the bathroom. So if necessary, that's what that's the plan on Sunday. And then on top, tight Under Armour to start, a thick thermal shirt, two hoodies, jersey, Bills coat.
Someone said long johns are old, base layer is in. And that's true. But are you like doing yourself a disservice if you wear long johns? Because long johns are like the cotton waffle,
yeah,
you know, thing, long tight underwear that you wear. And now everything's like this non-cotton, you know, moisture wicking base layer stuff. Like if you wear the cotton long johns, are you setting yourself up for failure?
No, I think if it's worked for you, I think everyone has their own formula, and as long as it's part of the layer, I think you're fine.
I do think of long johns though as something you don't want to sweat in, because then they'll just be damp for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but long johns aren't you're going to have another layer on top of it, right?
Yeah, so it'll be the first thing to get your sweat.
That's a good point. Let me tell you this. I've never had a sweating issue with my layer system.
Yeah. Long johns may be best by the fire. Something
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
Someone said, don't forget your face to moisturize.
Yep.
Light Vaseline. Yep. That's one I would never think of.
I mean, look at my lip. It's still cracked from Sunday. And that wasn't even that cold.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I would never think to do that.
Someone with crappy skin like me? Oh, yeah.
That's like the one thing where even as you get older, you're more prepared. You know, me going to a game like this when I'm 20, I'm not doing any of this stuff.
Of course not.
I mean, I'll grab a coat or whatever, but
did you grab such? Yeah, I grabbed it.
I'll wear whatever's in there.
Yeah.
But then like progressively as you get older, you get a little bit more responsible. You take care of yourself a little bit better. Maybe you buy some of the things that you didn't need. And you're relatively prepared. Vaselining my face is still something I don't see myself ever doing.
Well, I don't Vaseline, but I put an extra moisturizing in the morning before going outside. Like I said, I won't end up like this. Let me say this. This is going to sound ridiculous, but you have all those layers on, Brian, right? And you're going to be moving around. Hydrate. You have all that crap on. Before you get to the stadium, have some freaking water, because you got all that crap on. You want to be hydrated.
Genesee Light.
No. I'm saying have a big bottle of water on your drive in. I'm telling you. I'm serious. You don't want to get lightheaded. You don't want to hydrate up. So you're hydrated for all those layers you got on.
A couple texts into the text board. Somebody mentioned the Carhartt bibs. With the isolated pouch with hand warmers and stuff. I know my brother does one of those too, and he says he's never cold at a Bills game.
Really? Okay.
Big Carhartt bib. And I see a ton of people wear that into the Bills game. You know, whether it's a workwear or you have them just for games, that's the thing. Somebody else mentioned that they've got the Baffin boots with the drawstring. Yeah, it's like my boot. Drawstring on top. Prevents snow from going in or whatever. I mean,
that's the next
feet
purchase.
Are perfectly fine. Standing on a piece of cardboard, I've heard of that one too.
Yeah, I've heard of that like when there's snow on the ground. You know, so you're not standing on the ice.
Again, that's my like...
For you, that's not an issue.
That's the thing. Like, if you're standing on cardboard, I feel like the better boots are a better option. Like, do you really want to stand on cardboard? If I stood on cardboard, you know what would happen to me? I would slip in within 2 minutes and bang my head on a bleacher. Like, it will happen 100% of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Then we have, who knows, long johns, thermals, call them anything, but leggings. Cotton kills, though, wear wool or that synthetic moisture-wicking material. I get it. You know, we talked about, you know, at the start, like, what's your breaking point? Like, where do you draw the line? I think that's my breaking point. Like, if you can't go outside without Vaselining your face, I'm not going.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's if I need to, like, have the Everest prep.
Yeah.
Before going out, I'll watch from home. I'll do that. I don't want to be in a position where you would be outside thinking about...
Being outside?
Yes.
Yeah, I get you.
You want to be watching the game. You don't want to be like Josh Allen, first and goal, Oh, it's so cold.
Yeah. I guarantee you that won't be going through my head, that it's too cold.
It's almost like the same thing as timing out your bathroom breaks when you're at a long concert.
Mm.
You don't want to be there mid-song,
yep.
I really got to go.
Yep.
You got to make sure you go before, like right before it starts. Don't drink any, at least for me, don't drink anything, you know, once it starts, and then you're going to be good to go for the long haul.
That happened to me over the summer.
Right, it's the worst.
I was at,
and then you're thinking about it, you're not enjoying it.
I was at the Gem Blossoms, and Follow You Down, I think it was Follow, one of their bigger songs came on, and I came running out of the Johnny House singing.
You finished.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, like, bang, bam, 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 bam. Oh my gosh! I can't believe I'm. See, that's what I loved about Sugar Ray. When we went to go see Sugar Ray, they said, "All right, we're singing some new stuff here, so you have to get a beer, go to the bathroom, do it now." Loved it. You told me I got three songs to get everything done.
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
I enjoyed it at the time. I enjoyed it.
It depends on who you're singing or seeing, but like some of the bands I saw. If they like said like, hey, this part of the show like not going to be good, I'd like all the show to be good. Thank you.
Without yeah, my, good point.
I paid $100 to go see this.
Hey, believe me, there's a lot of concerts. I feel that way. Sugar Ray, I went there for. Let's be honest, I went there for four songs. So I'm glad you gave me the insight to when I'm not going to hear one of those four songs.
There were that many.
Someday.
Yeah.
Fly.
Every morning.
Every morning. And, oh my, their last hit was, hold on, I got it.
I think they got three.
No. No, I'm hearing the song in my head and I can't get it out.
You gotta sing it. It's, three is the only ones.
When it's over.
Okay, all right, they got four. You're right. Save them all to the end.
Yeah, well, no, because these kind of groups, like the Gem Blossoms, another great example. They come out with a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get everyone excited,
yep,
and then let everyone down.
Yeah, it's not like seeing, you know, the Backstreet Boys where every song's a hit. And like, I can't go, or, you know, Hall & Oates, or Jason Aldean, or, you know, where they're all hits.
What's your prediction for Sunday?
31-17 Bills. And I think the 7 in the 17 comes late when it doesn't mean anything.
Okay. 24-14.
I know your prediction.
That's what I'm going with. I can't see the high-scoring game. Both these teams take like 10 minutes to drive the football.
I see the Bills getting the 30. I do. I don't know why. I just do.
Bills had three possessions in the first half last week.
Yep.
And how many of the Ravens have? They might have had like two.
Bills
the way they went.
The Bills showed me something on Sunday, though. And I know Denver's not Baltimore. Don't get me wrong. The Bills were able to adjust on the fly. And I think they'll be able to do so. I mean, I say that knowing Derrick Henry's been a problem for the Bills no matter what jersey he's wearing. I feel confident.
Not true. Derrick Henry has been a problem for the Bills when the Bills wear their white jerseys.
Oh.
Derrick Henry has not been a, you know, it's funny you put it that way. He's been a problem for the Bills no matter what jersey. He has not been a problem for the Bills when they wear their blue jerseys.
Seriously?
In the last 5 years, when the Bills play Derrick Henry and they are wearing their blue jerseys like they will, Derrick Henry has not rushed for over 80 yards.
It's interesting.
And the Bills have won every single game. When they play Derrick Henry and the Bills are wearing their white jerseys, he's rushed for over 100 a couple times and they have not won a game.
Wow.
Against Derrick Henry.
Well, you know, I remember the bad stuff, unfortunately.
But isn't that, you said jersey.
Well, I good. Mean, Bills are wearing blue.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs have not won their last 10 games. They're 0-2 in games played after 425. So get ready. Bills Texans next Sunday, Highmark Stadium. I'm calling it now.
Hopefully you'll be talking about a win on Monday.
I hope we're talking about a win on Monday. And Brian, before we get out of here, I just want to say we lost Mr. Baseball yesterday. RIP to the great Bob Uecker. 90 years of service. Rest in peace. Go Bills. We'll talk to you Monday. Well, Brian will talk to you Monday. I'll talk to you Tuesday. Don't miss Hardline Sunday on WBEN.